this very special sheep pod. Rachel, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Rachel. And we're doing a phone, so I can actually call you on your birthday, which is really sweet. And also, we were talking about how it's really fun to just sort of take a day for yourself on your birthday. And so I have a meal plan on mine. It includes sushi, a burrito, and lox and bagels, and I usually get a mani-pedi. What are you doing today?
Let's see. I went to yoga. I'm going to take Butters to the park for a little bit. I might get a massage. I'm having breakfast tacos with Ashwarya in a little bit. I'm having at least two dinners, the first of which is at John and Vinny's, and then seeing some girlfriends on the west side. So
good.
Full stack day.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Very cool. Oh, I hear Butters in the background.
I know. Sorry. Give me the squeaky toy. Sorry. Sorry. Only love.
This is
no
real
squeaks.
Life, everyone. Let's get right into it. So is that what you're eating today? Is it breakfast tacos?
No.
And second dinner?
This past weekend, I had my party, an impromptu celebration in LA, which involved a drag bar and lots of vodka. And so the following morning, I ordered a pizza at 10:15 a.m. And I'm not sorry. I ate the entire thing throughout the day, and it was perfect.
I love breakfast pizza. Was there an egg on it to like make it a pizza?
No, fuck that. I'm not even pretending. It was sausage and onions, and it was perfect.
Actually, I have to tell you, pizza hot or cold is actually one of my favorite breakfasts.
I 100% agree. I can go either
way. It's basically grilled cheese.
Yeah. So I had both toast. Because it was hot when it got there. And then
it's really a hop, skip, and a jump away from toast.
Sure. It's basically, we'll call it that.
Yeah. Breakfast toast. Okay. Yeah.
Breakfast toast this week.
Oh, I love. Yeah. I love that.
What about you?
I remember in college, I used to order a massive pizza and then just eat it constantly for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And that was breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. That's great.
It's a wonder why I look back and I'm like, why do I look so chunky?
Mm. I had some weird. My DC friends and I, whenever we would go cabining, because we don't camp, but whenever we'd rent a cabin on a lake somewhere, we'd bring one of those giant spiral honey hams. And it's the perfect thing because ham and eggs.
It keeps going.
It just keeps going forever. You just cut off a slab for a snack, you make a sandwich, obviously. It's the perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the weekend, it would be gone.
Yeah. And breakfast sandwich, also basically toast.
Right.
It's fine.
Right.
Right. I am eating. So I have decided that my favorite fall squash is spaghetti squash because it's delicious and it's very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make it, it sounds scary, but it's actually super easy to make. You just roast it for a while and then you basically have the squash and you can put it with eggs and I have it for breakfast. You can have it you can pretend it's pasta, but I mean, who are we kidding? All of those videos look great, but it's not. That's ridiculous.
No,
I mean,
it's
very good.
Sure.
It's just
But don't, you
not
know, I
pasta.
Hate when food pretends to be other food. I am not
I
a
know,
fan of
and
that.
It's your birthday and I'm really sorry I even brought that.
It's okay. I'm going to have real pasta later, so it's not a problem.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. But it's one of those things where I roasted it and then I ate it like little by little for days and days. And also, I find that it's very gentle on my tummy, which I like.
Yeah.
For those who have been listening to the pod for a while, they know that the struggle's been real the last, almost a year, which has been super fun. But anyway, what are you watching on this oh glorious birthday of yours?
Okay. I have been waiting. I'm not watching it. Okay. Let's start over. I am so excited about this terrible show called Riverdale
that's based on
the Archie comics from like
but not really right it's just like a name only.
I mean, it's the same characters, it's the same town, there's lots of nods to everything in the comic books, so
those were some of my favorite comic books growing up. I read those like crazy.
So this show called Riverdale, I am not even sure. Wait, did you look up what channel it's on when I told you about
it? CW.
See, of course it's CW.
I mean,
of course it is.
We knew that.
Yeah.
We knew that before we looked it up.
It's very Gossip Girl. It's like over dramatized, a bunch of, hot 25-year-olds playing high schoolers, But it's so much fun. And it's like murder mystery. And Luke Perry is Archie's dad, which I'm not mad about at all. Still looks good.
Definitely had a Brandon and Dylan calendar growing up.
100%.
That was a real thing. Yep.
And this show, I mean, I just binged season one in 2 or 3 days. It's absolutely delicious. It's so good.
I have a flight to Montreal, so we'll get into this when we talk about actually I should just talk about it anyway. Friend of the pod, Rebecca Velasquez, who was on a previous episode, she is getting married this weekend, and so I am going to Vermont to her wedding, where the cocktail hour at the wedding is just like stiff cocktails and cheese. She's a cheesemaker. Like literally that's the cocktail hour. But I have this whole flight, so I am going to download all of Riverdale. This sounds like everything that I want in a show right now. So it's so, it all. It's on
it's
Netflix,
so
right?
Much
the first
fun.
Season?
Yes, the first season. And then the second one we found out has started. And so those are available on the CW right now.
Yeah.
The first three or something.
CW hitting it out of the park.
I know.
Jane the Virgin just started recently.
I'm catching up on season three right now.
Okay,
so
something
can then
that's
watch season
very,
four.
Very cute about the, and I'm not, this is not any spoiler, but you know how like the best character on the show is the guy that narrates it, other than Rogelio, obviously. But
other,
the guy that,
I was going to say, other than Rogelio, 100% Rogel, narrator yeah. wins.
So
who is the narrator Rogelio? Sometimes I'm like, is that Rogelio
not,
with
it's
a different
guy.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
But I could totally see where you're coming from. But I want to say, and I could be wrong about this, but I want to say that the narrator actually does not have that accent in real life and just puts it on for the show.
Oh, that actually explains why it's quite so campy, which is
it's
perfect.
It's so campy, but it's so perfect. And so in the season premiere of season four, they have a girl narrator who's like talking back and forth with him.
Ooh.
So there's a... Basically, the idea is that there's another character on the show who is new, who has his own telenovela going on that's being narrated by a woman, and she keeps trying to make it all about him. She's like, why are we back to these people? And it's just very, it's really wonderful and creative. And I think Jane the Virgin is it's one of the best TV shows that's on right now, I would argue.
It's just so sweet and simple and funny, and it's such a good light watch.
It's
but then
well
they'll
done.
Also like, yeah, they'll really talk about, you know, immigration issues and stuff like that.
They talk about all of that, but it's also so like campy and delightful and silly and stupid. It's like, really, an evil twin? Come on. But at the same time, it's like,
I have to say,
it's a
I do not appreciate
sugar.
That. I am ready for that to be done.
Oh.
That needs to go.
Well,
sorry, it's so stupid. And
me too.
Like the underwater thing with Rose, where whatever. No spoilers, but like that was just too much for me. I can't.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
No, I totally agree. But I have to say, in terms of being light and campy and such a fun watch, the season premiere of season four totally delivered. Which
okay,
really,
great.
Really like.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
Is that what you're watching?
That is what I'm watching. Also, right, Dancing with the Stars, but we knew that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't understand this show.
I know. You have a great emotional attachment to my attachment to Dancing with the Stars. I just, like, it puts a smile on my face, and I know that it's silly and stupid, and I just, I don't know, there's something about, like, a big brawny football player, like, wearing a gold lamé shirt and, like, cha-cha-ing down the dance floor. It's very funny.
Yeah. I mean,
it's okay.
I'm also not a dance person, so.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to like all of the same things.
We don't.
Yeah.
But I love that it makes you happy.
It makes me really happy. And we could all use all of the joy. Right
I know.
Now.
Seriously. Someone,
oh,
I was talking to somebody yesterday. Oh, Mary Alice Carina, friend of the pod. And we were commenting on how This Is Us is not a good show, but it's like so emotionally manipulative and cathartic. She's like, that's why it's doing so well right now is because America just needs a good cry.
Yeah.
And
we
it's
need
so
an
true.
Outlet for
we
all
need
of
an
our
outlet.
Tears.
And that's what it is. You know, Milo is hot and I need a good cry and it's there for me every week. Delivers.
No, you're right. I think it's one of those shows where like it's great now, but it won't hold up.
No. Absolutely not.
Like
I mean,
think Parenthood is different. Parenthood, the show that holds up.
Parenthood was actually really good though.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like this will not stand the test of time if I have to guess.
Yep.
But anyway, so what are you wearing this week?
So I am going on an RV road trip up the central coast of California.
When
this
is
week.
This happening? Oh, you are?
Yeah, Wednesday we leave.
Okay, so wait, who's
excited.
Going with
Brenton.
You?
So Vanessa, okay. Sarah Fry, okay. and Morgan Brady are all oh coming God. With, and two dogs, Butters.
And you rented an RV?
I rented a 25-foot RV, sleeps five.
I can't.
So, you know, four girls, two dogs.
Yeah.
Taken the California coast by storm.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty excited.
That's unbelievable. And what are your stops?
So we are going to do the first night in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
And then up to Solvang, that like fake
no,
little
I know,
Dutch
that
town.
Fake yeah, Dutch yeah. town. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been wanting
Santinez
to go there.
Have, and Los Olivos, like all those wine spots.
Yeah.
And then to Pismo Beach uh-huh. area in that like dunes, sand dunes park. And then maybe up to San Simeon to see the castle, Hearst Castle, and the seals or sea lions. Yeah. I forget which one it is up there.
Sure. I mean,
and also,
both delightful.
Right. And also there's, I don't care which one. As long as one of them's there.
Yeah.
And then there's a really good burger place there. So I feel like we might have to make that pit stop. And then ending up in Paso Robles.
Oh, all I know about Paso Robles is that there's nice wine there. And House Hunters has done several episodes there.
Sure. That first part is key. That's what I'm all about. I'm here
no,
for that.
Absolutely.
So most of our stops have wine.
I need to understand who is driving and whether you need to take like extra lessons to drive this thing.
You don't need a license. When we pick it up Wednesday morning, they're going to give us some instructions. I think the key is never get yourself in a situation where you need to back up.
Right.
Just always go forward.
Always
so all
go forward.
Of the RV sites I've booked are pull through sites, which means you park it and
good.
Then in the morning you just keep on going. There's
keep
no
on,
like
keep
back
on.
In, back out. Yeah, just keep on keeping on. So
I love
that's
that.
Crucial.
Yeah.
Morgan does not have a driver's license because she is a New York baby, as you're familiar with. So
I
that
am.
It will be left to the three of us to manhandle this 25-foot behemoth.
This is so funny. And so are you, how many days is this for?
This is Wednesday to Sunday.
Okay.
If
I'm
we survive.
Yes.
I know. But trust me, there will be lots of Instagram stories.
Amazing.
I don't know why. I just got it in my head that I really wanted to do an RV trip. And we were actually supposed to go do the peninsula, the Baja Peninsula in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we asked around and some people, like people who actually live in Mexico and know what's up, Vanessa's family, they were like, you absolutely cannot like four single women travel around Baja without, you know, an armed escort right now.
All right.
Yeah. So womp womp.
Wow.
So we're going north instead. I'm a little bummed because you know how I feel about Mexico.
I know.
But we're going to make it work. It'll be good, you know. And
I think somehow you'll find it within yourself to have a good time.
Yeah. I agree. I think we'll manage just fine. Even if we just parked it in one place and didn't move for 4 days, like that in and of itself would be lovely.
I mean, it sounds like such a party. That's so fun. It's basically a traveling hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
And we'll have this way we can bring the dogs. We don't have to worry about dog friendly hotels. And it's going to be super low key. We were also going to try
when you guys go out, you can
Big
leave
Sur.
Them in the RV. There's no way. Yeah. No, that's so great.
We have a generator so that it'll be air conditioned while they're in there, while we're wine tasting.
So, and then when you go with the RV, you like hook it up to water and stuff. That's how it works?
Yeah. When you park at the RV parks, you hook it up to water and power.
This is great.
Yeah. And they're going to teach us how to do that. And hopefully it's easy. I am worried about like a sewage situation.
Yeah. That.
Because there is a bathroom on it.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's probably going to be gross. I don't know.
I mean,
CBD.
You'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all right.
It'll be fine. It'll be an adventure regardless.
Yes. No, I think that's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, I am wearing not as exciting. I'm wearing my glasses now for a while.
Yeah.
So in the story of my ailments, I now am having some kind of eye allergy. And so I am a 34-year-old nerd. I have to wear my glasses everywhere. I'm like having flashbacks to when before I was allowed to wear contact lenses and just not happy about it. Like I don't like having my photo taken. It's like a thing. And you have like a apparatus on your face. It's not sexy. And I look at other people who look amazing in glasses. I'm like, how do you do it? And also for guys, Guys look good in glasses.
Guys do look good in glasses, yeah.
And it's annoying. It's
really, I mean, not all, but, you know.
They can make it work in a way mm-hmm. that I feel like I just can't. I feel like once I put my glasses on, I'm back to wearing my, like, double L.L. Bean backpack where it was as long as I was tall. And I go back to that place. It's like sometimes, you know, when you go home and hang out with your parents, you become like a child again. I feel like I put my glasses on. It's like Clark Kent versus Superman. And I all of a sudden become 12-year-old Sarah.
I love everything about that. I actually think it's super cute.
Well, that's very sweet of you. I definitely don't feel super cute right now. But
so did they give you, what's the time frame?
Until my eyes are better. They don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I am wearing contacts at the wedding this weekend. I do not care. Like, I don't care if my eyes blow up the next day. It doesn't matter.
That's fine.
Yeah, it'll be contacts and makeup because I'm not going through a wedding with glasses. Sorry. And that's why I asked in the SheePod AOL chat room, which if you are not a member of, go to SheePodChatRoom.com and join all of your friends. I'm asking now about LASIK and PRK, like the eye correcting surgeries. I feel like it's time.
Yeah, and I've only heard good things. I haven't heard a single, like, horror story.
Yeah, I think when it first came out or you first started hearing about it, it was sort of like, I need, like, decades of research seeing what the, like, long-term effects are of this. And it seems like it's fine. So, yeah. I don't know.
But, it's been a long time now that it's been out. So, I think you're good. I think it's a good thing to explore.
Yeah. All right. Let's get gross. What's gross?
Let's get gross. Okay. So my own irresponsibility is the thing that is grossing me out this week. Last Saturday, a friend texted me and said, "Hey, I just accepted a new job. I start in 2 weeks. Will you go somewhere with me this week?" And I said, "No, absolutely not. Just got home from a month in New York. I missed my dog. Right. I'm exhausted."
Yeah.
And then he sent me a screenshot. This is friend of the pod, Alex Kruger, by the way. Yeah. He was just on a couple weeks ago. He sent me a screenshot to a flight to Medellin that was like less than $500.
Oh, boy.
And Medellin, Colombia is my favorite place in the world.
I want to go there with you.
It's the best. And so that was really mean. And so we booked our flights on Sunday and flew out on Monday and spent the week in Medellin, Colombia. Because why not?
There are worse things.
Yeah, there are. I'm not mad. I'm glad that I went. It was just, you know, very irresponsible, even for me. And I'm all about that last minute travel, that travel life. But even for me, this was new levels of irresponsibility. But it was so much fun. And I'd do it again in a heartbeat. So
there you go. Well, I wonder if you just like, but I wonder if it's just a situation where you're just sort of like, this is who I am and I'm just going to lean in. Like, I'm going to eat this breakfast pizza. I'm going to take last minute trips. And it's just, it's who I am. And who cares?
That's all fine and good. I think my bank account cares.
Right. That's different.
Because if I plan a trip, you know, a couple weeks ahead of time, I can usually find someone to stay in my place. And that covers, the cost hotel. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like scrambling to find someone to take the butters. I got lucky that a friend of the pod, Chelsea Latimer, was able to house sit here. So she brought her little Papillon over. Yeah, they had a fun week together, the Papillons together. Aww. Very cute. Yeah, they're Papillon actually not. Party. They coexist. We're trying to get them to best friend status. It'll happen.
You know what? I say peaceful coexistence is success. Anything else is gravy.
That's
honestly
true.
With a dog that like hates a lot of other dogs, like anything beyond peaceful coexistence is just like happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He only hates big dogs. He's fine with little dogs. Oh. So I was hoping that they would bond.
Did they play? Do they play?
She said they did. By the last day, they started to play together.
All right. I call that a success.
That's a huge success. I'll take it. So it worked out fine. But like, I would never want to leave him with a situation I didn't feel amazing about. Like I only leave him with best friends.
I'm going to Montreal this week. Yeah. I have like two pet sitters that I really trust. And I'm not at the point when you have two dogs, you can't just leave them with friends. It's just, it's not, you know,
it's a lot to ask. Yeah.
It's a lot to ask. And so like one is just sort of like, oh, whatever. He's small, you know, no big deal. But I have a couple of pet sitters and when they're not available, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah. Guess I can't go. I know. Same. Like if I don't feel good about him, then I won't be able to enjoy myself. So there's no point.
Because it's the worst part about having a dog is not being able to be with them 24/7.
Right.
like literally I'm leaving for Montreal and I, and a friend of mine is coming and staying at the house. And so it's totally fine. But like, I look at them and I'm just like depressed. Cause it's not like a person where you'd be like, I'll be back Tuesday, you know?
Right.
They just like, and leave, and they're like, oh, they're okay. Like, oh, is she coming back? Who
ever
can tell?
Ever. Yeah. I know. It's so heartbreaking. Knows?
I know. And all they want to do, these little creatures, all they want to do is be with you all the time. That's literally like their only goal in life. So the guilt that I have.
I know. It's huge. I also I wonder how time passing, like if I leave for 2 days or if I leave for a month, how different are those in a dog brain?
They did some kind of, I think the first, they did something where, I have to look this up because I am butchering this right now, but basically they do know more than we think they do, but it's not like a human.
Yeah.
So like, I think once you pass like 4 hours, it's not that different, but I definitely notice a bigger reaction when I come home. Like, I think the key is whether there's an overnight situation or not.
Right. That makes sense.
Because I definitely, like, there are some crazy sounds that come out of my dogs after I've been away for at least a few
Aww.
Days. I know. It's just like these guttural like moans. I don't even know how else to say it. It just, oh God, I fucking love them so much. Anyway, so grossing me out, aside from leaving my dogs and not being able to take them everywhere, is I'm getting back into dancing now because I haven't been feeling well for a while. And I'm kind of grossed out by the fact that I can't do everything that I used to do. And I know I'm not being kind to myself, but like, you know, I danced a little bit yesterday. I got super dizzy, and it's probably because, you know, I'm not 100% back in full health yet, but it's so frustrating because dancing is something that brings me so much joy, and eating even, like, you know, brings me so much joy. And to not be able to do the things that you love in the way that you were before is really depressing. And
I know. It's so,
you know,
frustrating.
Like, if I could think about what do I love most in life, dogs, dance, travel, and food. Mm-hmm. And the dog and travel thing is annoying because that's sort of at odds with each other, because it really puts a damper on travel, both from like a pet care expense and from the guilt, which we were talking about earlier.
Right.
But dance and food. And I feel like this illness, I finally am getting back into food, but like dance, I just can't do at the same level that I was before, and it's frustrating. And I mean,
you'll get back to it though.
I will, but I was just sort of expecting, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling better now, let me just go and do what I did before, and I can't. Like, I felt dizzy, I felt woozy, and yeah. But
no,
it's
when
just,
you need, I mean, safety first, you gotta,
yeah, and
work
so
your
I stopped
way up.
Yeah, and I'll work my way up and I'll be fine again. But oh man, it's so trite to say it, but when your health is not good, like literally nothing else matters.
I know.
And I'm just like a fucking invalid over here.
You're going to get there though.
I know.
I have faith.
There are some bumps in the road, but I'll get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, should we get 90s? Because
let's get 90s.
This 90s, and it may even be 80s also, this thing. But recently in the chat
room. The best
room,
things are both.
Yeah, that's true. I think
like
late
80s,
girls. Early 90s.
Yep.
I feel like that is in itself its own like decade in a mm-hmm. way.
My favorite one, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, I would say, for me as well. Can we talk about Supermarket Sweep?
We absolutely can.
So I still, till this day, don't understand what the point of the game was. But all I know is that I got so satisfied when I saw someone running around with their shopping cart and filling it up with turkeys, because the turkeys seemed to be worth a lot of money. Was it just to put as many groceries in your cart as you possibly could? Like,
I don't,
what was the point?
Yeah, I never... Like, it would be on sometimes, but I never paid enough attention to what the rules were. I think maybe they give you different challenges because you were trying to get specific items, or maybe you had to come in under a certain amount.
Yeah, I don't know. I know there was like trivia in one part of it, but the sweep was the best part. That's when they gave people shopping carts and you just ran through the store.
Right. Just going bananas.
I think this is one of the rare American game shows that gives me the same joy as like Japanese game shows.
Sure.
Yeah.
Japanese game shows are incredible. Like, nothing really compares.
No, but this is like it, and it sparks joy just mm-hmm. like a jet. So, mm-hmm. and I can't think of another American game show that does that. But I mean, like, there's just something so satisfying and so just American about like running around a supermarket and putting all of the things you could possibly fit in your cart in your cart. And when you run out of the cart, you get another cart. No big yeah. deal. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't need 17 turkeys and 80 blocks of cheddar and whatever else they were getting? I don't know. But anyway,
so good.
Very exciting is that they're bringing it back. And I don't even know like when it's on or what they're doing, but you can betcha I'll be watching.
I'm sure they'll modernize it in some way too. That'll be make it even more interesting.
Yeah.
Right. It won't just be the basic. It'll be something.
I mean,
something.
As long as they have the sweep, I'm cool. They can do whatever else they want. Yeah.
Same.
Totally.
I'm all about it.
All right, birthday girl. Where can the people find you?
They can find me at Rachel G. King on the Insta and the Facebook and the Twitters and all things. What about you?
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sarah Tenenbein. If you enjoy the SheePod and want to show your support, go to SheePod.com, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Twitter at the SheePod, and come find your people in the SheePod AOL chat room. Go to SheePodChatRoom.com. And if you do enjoy us, share us with a friend, throw us a review on iTunes. We would really appreciate that.
We would.
Okay. So last time we did a phone episode, we really could not get in unison with Happy Brunch Day.
Oh, yeah. Should we try it again?
Yeah. Maybe okay. You start this time.
Okay. One, two, three.
Happy Brunch Day. That's as good as it's going to get.
I knew you were on a delay, so I just waited until you chimed in. I think I got it.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Happy birthday.
Love you very,
thank
very
you.
Much.
Thank you. Love you. I'll see all you right. soon. Have so much fun in Montreal.
Yes. Have fun on your road trip, my God.
I will.
Okay. Bye.